Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, Vance. Welcome to the men's room.
One of our pitches.
Hola.
Happy Positive Friday.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Hey. Positive. Hey. Before I get rolling on this, this is so ironic. So I'm working at the Puyallup RV show right now. There's a guy from one of our other locations working here, and he has one arm. He had an arm sheared off in a car wreck, and he has a million salesmen. RV salesman one-liners about having one arm. I've just been rolling for the last 2 days, and that comes up. And the other thing, the story I'm going to tell you about my best friend, he's got one boy, and he lost it to testicular.
Okay.
Not cancer. Yeah. So anyway, he's a drywaller, my best friend. And he always partners up with somebody, right? And the two of them take on jobs. You know, work with somebody for 6 months here, or year there, whatever. Well, a long time ago, he partners up with this guy that's half Asian and half Czechoslovakian. And I hadn't met him yet, and he just referred to him as Rice Check. me and Rice Check, we're doing a big job out on Truck and a Drive, you know. Me and Rice Check, we're doing, you know. So, and he lived right across the street, my best friend from me, and I always go over and have beers and bowls after work with him, you know. And, oh, I finally got to meet this guy. Comes over, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Rice Check? And Mike looks at me.
Oh, no.
And he looks, and then Rice Check looks over me, and he's a big dude, man. And I'm not. And he looks at me and goes, what'd you just call me? I said, he goes, what did you just call me? And I looked at Mike. He goes, and Mike goes, yeah, what did you just call him? I'm like, I gotta go. So nice meeting you. Yeah, a little bit awkward.
Yeah, say the least.
Damn. Unless your buddy's like, yeah, man, what'd you call him? What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Ah, liquor and whores. Fellas, you guys are great, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Smiles on my face constantly. All right, so I got this friend. And he has passed now, so God bless Derek. His name's Derek. We grew up together. This dude was big, like knocking 500 pounds. He would drink 2 gallons of milk a day.
Jesus.
A day. Dude was huge. So, pardon me? No. Like
500 pounds.
His
I missed that. Sorry.
The size of a barrel. It was like the biggest. His calves were humongous. They were bigger than my head, man. I mean, the dude was... Like, his whole life, he was a big guy. So I had come up with the nickname Stunt C. And what I would do was we'd all be at the bar, the local bar, and we'd all be in there drinking. Well, there was this one time in particular, he's sitting at the end of the bar, and I'm back at a table. So I call over this girl. I was like, hey. I was like, you see that guy at the end of the bar there? You know what his job is? And she'd be like, what? I'd be like, he's a stunt C. Now, look, usually these girls that it happened more than once were like the sluttiest girls in the bar. So they would be like, what? He's a stunt C. And I'd be like, yeah, you know, like, okay, so say you're watching a porn, right? And you see like Arnold Schwarzenegger to begin with, but then it comes time for boom time. It's cut bringing the stunt seed. And I was like, that's what he does. So
that's what he does. Yeah.
So this girl would go up to him. Now, him being a big guy his whole life, he was kind of stupid to girls. He would just say the dumbest crap. So this girl would go up to him and be like, hi, hey. And he finally caught on, you know, and would just get really embarrassed, just be like, oh, Timmer, oh, you. My nickname was Timmer back then. So, yeah, man, it was Stunt C, man. He was a good guy, man. God bless him.
Did you ever help him get laid?
I tried several times.
All right.
Never one time did it work.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not one time.
Well, ain't forever. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on? Why don't you play tequila for Positive Friday?
Oh, you know what? We could do that on Positive Friday, just not a bad choice Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. I don't know if Mike's got the button on there. We could say, I've got derivative of multiple of my nicknames, but
it's
Boner.
Steve.
Boner.
All right. Yep. That's perfectly fine. There was a guy in radio named that for a number of years.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, he just passed on.
I was at a friend's wedding. It was one of the impromptu ones when they were like 18 at a chapel, which was inside a garage. And we were sitting in the car waiting to go in, and an Alan Parsons Project song came on, and I made some comment. My friends called me Boner. So through the years, it's went from Boner to Bone to Miles. You might be so familiar with the golfer Seve Ballesteros.
Oh, I've heard of him now.
Yeah. So I told my friends when I moved up here about my nickname, and so my nickname became Seve. So if I can call three different friends, I'm either known as Seve, Bone, or Boner.
Yep. Okay. That's how it works.
Yeah. I would go Seve first. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Yep.
But yeah, Mike, there was a guy named Boner on radio for a long time. And I believe he was in North Carolina.
No, he did the mornings in Chattanooga. We were on the rock station in Chattanooga.
Right.
He was on that station in the morning, and we were on in the evening.
And then I think it was just last year.
Yep.
Boner died. Because Miles had to read the headline. He's like, but I knew what he was talking about.
Wait for our shot of the day coming up today. If you're into that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, we did
our question,
it again.
What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
By the way, I forgot to tell that guy. The reason we did not do tequila is because we did tequila on a Bad Choice Friday when we were down at Tacos and Tequilas.
Correct.
In Pioneer Square. So we just did that song on a Bad Choice Friday like 3-4 weeks ago. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sorry, man.
Yeah, cool. Hey, no worries, man. So, Liquor and Whores and Positive Friday.
Yeah, man.
All of the above.
All of the above, man. Yeah. So, anyway, all right. So, I was military for a long time, so you know we got kind of a little bit of a morbid sense of humor. So, my personal favorite was Peg. I always kind of figured if I got a leg blown off, I'd change my name to Peg. So.
All right.
Did you get a leg blown off?
No. They saved it,
man. I can't win them all.
Oh, they saved it.
Okay, so yeah, but
Bummer.
My wife got me a nice wooden textured sock just in case, but that didn't happen. So the actual story I called about, told Mike about. So I went to serve with this guy for a long time. He's a big old man monster, but we went to boot camp together, training together, advanced training together, deployed together. You know, so we served together for a bunch of years. You know, tight as brothers as could be, but For years, his name came to him early, but it was Stu.
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 Why'd you call him Stu?
Well, here's the thing. He couldn't figure it out. Fast forward about 5 years. Stu is short for stupid.
Oh, damn. And did you give him this nickname?
No, it wasn't me. It was one of the other fellas in the on our team. But it just stuck with him. But I was the guy that had to break it to him again, like 5 years later, man. It's rough. You know, we're kind of mean to each other. But that one, it hit and it stuck and it stayed that way until many years later. And he was not a happy man once he figured it out.
Stu. We overthought that. It's short for stupid.